The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. One of the more intricate and complicated sugyas in Hilchos Shabbos, on a practical level, is the sugya of opening and closing different containers, bottles, packages, and the like. There are many melachos that come into play when one has to pass on the shells. There's the melacha of boina and soiser, there's the melacha of koirea, there's the melacha of makah bepatish, and so on. And one of the more important ma'amukaymis in this sugya is a gemara and daf lamed aleph on the base. Just to give a little background, the Mishnah, choftes on the base, Mishnah says, "Amachabes aneim neishum misyoyim neinokrim neilustim neiruach ro, mipnei achelis sheyishem potter." Person extinguishes the light. The malach of kibui, one of the obvious malachas of Shabbos, is extinguishing. The same way there's a malach of mavid, there's a malach of kibui, and one who extinguishes a lamp, a light, a candle, whatever you want to call it, for any of these reasons is potter. Why? Because it's not a malacha hatzricha legufa. However, mipnei ruach ro. I'm sorry. Kichos al aneh the sefer in the Mishnah. Kichos al aneh, kichos al Hashem, kichos al apsilo. Chayiv. If the reason why he puts it out is not because he doesn't want the light to burn. He's not putting it out. He's not doing the malacha of mechabe in order not to have the light. He's doing it for something in the lamp itself. Either kichos al aneh, kichos al apshem, and he wants the wax to last, or he wants the wick to last, or the oil to last. He's turning off a light in order to save electricity. The halacha is chayiv. Rabbi Yosi poitiv kulon chutz min apsilo v'meishu oisa pechem. So Rashi explains over the last Rashi in Chof Testament Beis that the reason why you chayiv on this kibui is because malacha hatzricha legufa. The klal godl of malacha Shabbos is that it has to be malacha smachsheves. It has to be malacha hatzricha legufa. In which case to put out a light in order to that should be dark is not a tzorich of the light itself. Being mechabe a light in order to save the ner shem and psuda would be chayiv. Rabbi Yosi, however, holds that the only one of these things which would be mechayiv is only min apsila meshu oisa pechem. It's only if he's chos al apsila, because by extinguishing the wick he turns the ner into charcoal, and that would be considered melacha tzricha legufa, because that's a productive, that's an objective good that comes out of the act of extinguishing. It's not just a chedimtza in order to not have the light or in order to save oil. So the Gemara Lamed Aleph Amud Beis asks a question on Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Kiman Tzvile. Who does Rabbi Yosi hold like? Ikir Rabbi Yehuda. If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds melacha tzricha legufa is chayev. The famous machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that because of the klal of melachas machsheves, every melacha Shabbos has to be done in a specific way. One of those klalim is the klal of melacha tzricha legufa. The act has to be done for itself. The classic example: one digs a hole in the ground. The melacha involved is charisho, which means digging a hole in the ground. Let's say one digs a hole only because he wants the dirt. There, the digging of the hole is only a means towards an end. The end, in this case, is the dirt. The means towards an end is digging the hole. But digging a hole is not a mechuvin for itself. It's not an objective unto itself. Ma'av melacha would not be a melacha deraisa. However, if we hold melacha she'en etzricha legufa is chayiv, according to Yehuda, then it really doesn't make a difference what the mechuvin of the ma'isa melacha is, as long as one had in mind to do this ma'isa, it doesn't make a difference why he would be chayiv echatis, would be a chiv deraisa on the av melacha. So the Gemara asks, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't make a difference why you did the melacha. So as long as you put it out, then you should be chayiv in any case. According to Rabbi Shimon, even the psila, the purpose of the kibui is not a melacha tzricha l'gufa. The melacha involved is kibui, and the kibui one doesn't need. One only needs that it shouldn't burn, but one doesn't need the extinguishing. So the Gemara introduces a new concept. Here we meet up with a new klal. There are certain avos melachos, soiser, kireya, where the acts kishala atzmam are an act of destruction. Soiser, somebody destroys something. Somebody takes a building, somebody wrecks it. Somebody smashes a building. Somebody destroys a structure. Somebody destroys a kli. The act of destruction is a maisa kilkul. Kireya, the same thing. A person tears a beged. A person tears fabric. The act is not an ass. It's what the Gemara calls in several places mikal kelhu. It's not melechs machshavis. It's not considered an act of productive work on Shabbos if it's an act of destruction. So the act of mekalkel always has to be, the Gemara says, by choyvel also. If somebody punches somebody in the nose and he makes him bleed, it might be a ma'is chaval, but it's an act of mekalkel. Somebody performs a ma'is mila, that ma'is is a productive act, because mila is a productive act, turns the child into a mohul, and it's a ma'is mitzvah. So over there, it's not considered a mekalkel, that's considered a metakin. Koyrea, the Gemara defines as koyrea al manas litvor. The kareya is only an act of productive work on Shabbos if he rips in order to be able to sew it better. The same is true of soiser. Wrecking a building would not be an avalocha, it's a maisa mekalkel. It's only soiser almanas livnois. Now, the Gemara is introducing to us a new idea that it's not just enough that a person has in mind, let's say by soiser almanas livnois, or mechava, in this case, mechava almanas mavir, Amanas Lahavir, the idea is not only that a person does an act of destruction, a mekalkel, but it's considered an act of tikkun, it's considered an act of productive work. If he has some type of positive production or performance in mind, person is soisa something, it has to be Amanas Livnes Bim Koyme. The Gemara brings the dogma. If a person destroys and it dismantles an existing structure, it has to be that he's going to build in that place. The fact that he is dismantling in order to take the material to build by another building site 5 miles down the road is not considered, the tikkun of working by the new building site is not considered to have bin misakin, pardon the pun, that's not really the context, it's not considered an act of tikkun in order to create a act of productive work out of that which is by definition really mekalkel. It has to be mekayim. The Gemara has an interesting kasha from the binyan Mishkan that they dismantled the walls of the Mishkan. They only put them up in a different place. The Gemara says that's considered mekayim. When a person dismantles a wall of a building because he wants to build a building twice as tall, that dismantling is considered an act of tikkun. So the Gemara says that our case of Rabbi Yossi, the other cases, chosal aner, chosal hashemen, those are considered soiser with some type of positive purpose in mind. However, it's not soiser bim koimoy. Putting out the lamp in order to save oil, there's nothing productive about putting out the lamp. You're putting out the lamp in order that something else should be saved. You're putting out you're extinguishing the wick that's burning in order to save oil. However, when you're making pechom, when a person is making charcoal, they're putting out the lamp is in and of itself the tikkun, because that will facilitate the creation of the charcoal. So that would be considered the equivalent of soiser. Almanas livnes b'mkoyim, it would be mechabe almanas lahavir, not almanas li. I'm sorry, not almanas to save the shemen, but it would be considered mitaken only if it was almanas lases pechem, that's pshat in Reb Yossi. Rashi, there's a long Rashi, a long detailed Rashi, and Rashi explains that, of course, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi is maskim to the etzim idea that mitaken, also the melacha of soiser has to be almanas litaken, that's partial. The melacha of kereya has to be almanas litva, the melacha of mechabel has to be also a maisim mitaken, so on and so forth. All the maisim which are, by definition, be'etzim, Ma'isim Mekalkalim have to be Misakin, but he holds that the tikkun of the Shemin or the Ner is enough. Rabbi Yossi is the one that's Mechadish, that the tikkun has to be in itself. It has to be, the tikkun has to be the hepuk of the Kilkel that's done. That takes away the Shem Kilkel. It's not just enough that in the tikkun there lies, in the Kilkel there lies the tikkun. The Kilkel itself has to be the cause, the actual defining cause of the tikkun, which is the case by Oysa Pechem. So the Machloikis is in the Dakus of the Yisoid, but everybody agrees in principle that in order to render the Maisa of Kibui, or Soiser, or Mechabel, or Kireya, an Av Malach, it has to be that in the Maisa itself there is a Tikkun. There's an interesting Shaila Halacha Maisa that comes out of this, the Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Shabbos, it's in the Mishnah Berurah, in Shin Yud Dalet, brings from the Tshuva Zera Emes, Tshuva Sefer a few hundred years ago, about one Shabbos, the door of the Aron HaKodesh, they wanted to take out the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos morning, and the door of the Aron HaKodesh was either jammed shut or locked, and there was no way to get it open. The only way to get it open was by smashing it open. There's a Shaila, of course, that Aron HaKodesh is a Dovah Kodesh, is one allowed to be Soiser, is they considered a chilul hegdish by destroying the Aron Kodesh, but we're not going to get involved in that. That's not our sugya at all. Maybe it wasn't a permanent Aron Kodesh, it wasn't something that was considered bad in Teshmish Kedusha, but in any case, they had to open up the Sefer Torah. The issue in the Tshuva Zera Emes was the issue, of course, of Soiser. Now there's a shmuz of Soiser, which is it a Malach Dereis, a Malach Dereis, by Kalim, but it could be over there. In any case, it would have been a Malach Deraisa. But the question was raised, is the stira of the Aron Kodesh, smashing the Aron Kodesh in that case, or the box, the seif, let's say, that held the Sefer Torah, would that be considered Letakin? The Tshuva Zera Emes had a tzad that this would be considered Korea, that would be considered Soiser, Amanas, Livnois. Because since over here there's a productive end in sight, the purpose of dismantling the Aron Kodesh, the purpose of smashing the door of the seif, is to take out the Sefer Torah, which is a tikkun, and l'chol tikkun g'dol mizeh to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, that would be considered a tikkun. According to the way we're explaining, and this is the maskon of the Zera Emes, after going through different stadim, l'chol is mavur in our Gemara that the tikkun, which would render an act of destructiveness, an act of mekalkel, into a productive piece of work, which would be a malacha d'oraisa, is only when that act of productivity is defined itself in the kilkul. If it's just something which is an endpoint mentally, intellectually, you know that you're breaking it because of. The reason why you're breaking something is because of. That's not enough. The act of breaking is breaking. The only thing that will redefine the act of breaking and turn it into an act of building is only when in and of itself, the tikkun, demolishing a building, in order to build the building better, the demolishing is an act of building, so to speak. That's the chiddush of our Gemara. The Nishmas Adam and Klal Choftes says also the same thing. This is the Mishnah Berurah discusses Barichus and Simishin Men. In those days, letters would be mailed, the letter itself would be sealed. And there was a question over there, in order to read the letter on Shabbos, somebody gets a letter, there's a knock on the door, there's a shliach bringing an important letter from a different city, and something that a person needs to read on Shabbos, he wants to read on Shabbos, something that he knows is important. And the Nishmas Odom talks about Kriyas Ma'atofa, ripping open an envelope, mamish in these terms. As we said, Boine, Koreya, Soiser, Koreya, and Kibui are all the same in essence, that all our acts of destructiveness that have to be turned into an act of productivity in order to be a Malacha D'oraisa. So the Nishmas Odom says over there that there is no tikkun beguf hakriya, ripping open the envelope is in and of itself not an act of tikkun, and therefore would not be a Malacha D'oraisa. Of course, you'll ask, but it's a Malacha D'rabbanan. Even a Malacha Shem Tzrich L'guf, an act of mekalkel, one is not permitted to demolish a building site. And not a building site, that would be a Malacha D'oraisa. One is not permitted to take a rock and throw it through a window and be over a Malacha of Soiser. One is not permitted to pick up a beggar and rip it in half. We'll see certain cases that maybe, yeah, you could open up packages, what would be the heter for that? So the Bir Halacha and Simshin Mem discusses, but if it's only D'rabbanan, you could do it Ayidei Goy. Shus Ayidei Goy would be mutter in certain cases. So if a person got a letter on Shabbos, which he deems important for whatever reason to be read, let's say there's no problem inside reading the letter, inside the contents of the letter, something that could have to do with Dvar Mitzvot, Tzorkei Rabim, etc., etc., other cases, Ayin Shom V'Bir Halacha, the Halacha would be Mutir, open up the envelope Ayidei Goy, open up the letter, envelope is something else, as we'll get to in a few minutes. This is the Hachra as well of the Chacham Tzvi and the Yaivit against the Pri Chodosh. The Pri Chodosh says, like the other tzad in the Tshuva Zera Emes, that holds that to Malacha Derais. Again, it's very hard to hear because we have the Yisrael Val Gemara that the Soisu has to be Amanat Lubnus Pum Kaimer. The Bir Halacha over there in Shimem discusses a different reason why it would be awesome at Derais. He brings it sad that if the Halacha is like a Yehuda, again, the Gemara by us discussed. Is the halacha like a Yehuda? Is the halacha like a Shimon? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? The Gemara was mechadish v'das Rabbi Yossi. It has to be soisu amanas live nois bim koymoy, and that's why only kechos ala psilo in order mipnei shuoyse pechom would be chayiv deraisa. That might be true. There's different ways of reading the Gemara. Ayin Rashi. If we would theoretically, if we would read the Gemara that this need for soisu amanas live nois to redefine the act of destructiveness in terms of being a productive work of a productive act of work right now, because that's what the person wants it for, might only be true according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that holds Malacha Sheni Tzricha L'Gufa as Potter, in order to create a Maisa, which will be a Maisa of Chil Shabbos Daraisa, which would not be a Mutter, even Ayidei Goy, one would have to have Soy Samanas Livnas Bum Koimah. Says the Bir Halacha that it's quite possible, this is the Tzad of Gedele Achroinim, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, where, like we said, the case of digging up the, making a hole in the ground, it really doesn't make a difference what the purpose of your digging a hole is. Are you digging the hole because you want the dirt? Are you digging a hole because you want the hole? Either way, Vinishvi, it's a Malacha Deraisa because your intent was to make a hole. True also that even though Rabbi Yehuda is masking, that mekalkal an act of destructiveness is not a malacha, as long as there's any type of tikkun that comes out of it, it will be considered an act of malacha derais, it will be considered malachas machshavas. Only Reb Shimon, that normally holds that you have to be mechavin, it has to be malacha tzricha legufa, would hold the soysa amanas livnois, shaloi bim koyme, would not be considered soysa. Again, we could argue. And we could say that this vort of soy someone else lived in Bimkoimoy or not Bimkoimoy has nothing to do with the Beauty of Shimon, it has to do with defining the act of Malacha as Mekalkulum Atakin. But the Bialocha discusses that the Rambam happens to be a Chiddush of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like a Yehuda, not like the Pashtus in many other Rishon and many Sugis, that the Halacha would be like a Shimon. The Rambam paskins clearly that the Halacha is like a Yehuda. And the Bi'al Locha brings it sad that according to a Yehuda, one does not need soysa amanas livnas b'mkoymoy, in which case opening up the envelope with an eye, or let's say smashing the Aron Kodesh, the safe, that has the safe of Torah, as long as there's some type of tikkun in mind, would be considered an act of tikkun, would be considered an act of constructive malacha, would be malachas machshavas, and it would be a malacha d'araisa, you wouldn't be able to do it even ayidei goy, you would not be able to call on a goy, have him pick up an axe and smash open the safe in order to take out the safe Torah. Imagine you're in a town, there's only one safe Torah, it's Pasha Zohar, there's a mitzvah Torah, and you can't get out the safe Torah. It's a Malacha Deraisa. But according to the other Tzad, the Bir Halacha, which is the Maskon of the other Gedele Achrayim that we mentioned, the Yaivit, first of all, most of the Rishonim hold like Reb Shimon, in which case it's for sure true that you need a safe Samanas Livnas from coming, it would not be considered enough of a tikkun, if there's any type of tikkun in mind, you would need the tikkun to be a defining, as defining in the act of kilkul itself, talach would be the yichayv. Talach would be, I'm sorry, that it would be a malacha derabanan, it would be mutter al yidei a goy. Just to speak for a second about our envelopes, because that's more common to us, we don't have the, where the letter itself is, there's an act of kriya in the letter itself. We rip open an envelope, but this is a different reason to be matir, the mochmat tzorich. That's the heter of choy slois. The Gemara discusses later on, in the second half of the Masechta, Mi'etz Hashem b'Bishurim on that also. The Gemara discusses the act of taking a paper that was bound around to Enois, and it, but even that it's not a kli, and it doesn't have a chshivas for itself. but it's just there to protect it, and it's just ripped off in order to gain access to the fruit underneath, that would not be considered an act of kriya, because there's no chshivus to the paper. It doesn't have a chshivus in and of itself, and that would be mutter. This is the basis for being matter, opening up bags of tissues, bags of tissues, anything with a container, the wrapper, the bag, so to speak, is something that's junky, that's thrown out. We're not talking now about opening up a bottle of soda where the bottle itself has a chshivus as a kli. It has a different, or opening up a can of tuna, where the can itself is used because you keep on using the can to hold the tuna. Bag of tachets, you rip it open, it doesn't have a chshivus of a kli. It's not more than just a way of getting to the potato chips or a way of getting to the tissues. Nobody uses a bag of them. Most people, at least, don't use a bag of potato chips for any constructive purpose. So an envelope around the letter, the Paiskim say, has a din of chayslis. You can rip open the envelope. Of course, if you rip it open carefully, what you're doing is you're creating a kli, because it used to be a sealed envelope, and you're turning it into a kli. That would be considered an act of bainim. We're not discussing. We're talking about ripping it open, ba'ifin mekalkel. Would it be a melacha deraisa because you have a constructive purpose in mind reading the letter? No. Why? Because that is a maisa of tearing open chayslis. There's no chashivus in and of itself to the envelope, and therefore that for sure would only be that would be mutter pashas. It wouldn't even be a melacha d'rabbanan. That's according to most paiskim, but again, we're not discussing that now. What exactly would the heter of chos? This is another inyan of stiras kalim of mustaki. The Gemara discusses breaking a kli which has no chashivus. That's not considered, even if you hold that there's binyan or stira b'kalim. But a kli, which is a dover that's oimid l'shvira, is not considered to be rendered, does not have the dinim of boinim v'soyser. Again, that's a separate shmuz, which will be discussed in Yitzhak Shem in a later shmuz.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.